In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Dominic, Damien, Pilar, Kelly, Eve, Zoe, Isaac, Henry, Ava, Aria, John, Shelley, Felicity, Gus, Mary, Cecilia, Emma, Bridget, Callum. You have been waiting for today for a long time, and now you are thrilled. Today is an important day and special day for you, and that is why we are all here for you. I have never seen you looking as well as you saw this morning. You look like princess and princesses. You have put your best clothes to meet Jesus in Holy Communion. But more important than the clothes you wear is that you have also prepared your hearts to meet Jesus. That is why you made your first confession. You have been praying to Jesus every day because you want to make sure your heart is ready for Jesus. When you receive Jesus in Holy Communion, you will tell him you love him and you will thank him for coming to you. My dear friends, after Mass, everyone will want to meet you and have a picture with you. I am sure you will have lots of nice things to eat. Jesus also wants you to have fun. He wants you to enjoy yourselves. Just remember that it is all because Jesus has come to you. You will get gifts, but the most important gift today is Jesus coming to you in Holy Communion. Jesus coming to you is the best gift you will receive today. Jesus is more important than all presents or nice meal or nice party. Continue to pray to Jesus and Mary every day because they love you so much. They love your prayers so much. They love your prayers more than you know. And you, dear families, parents, and friends, this is a great day for us also. Today, we surround these children and we remember our first communion. Those nice hours when everyone was happy with God. Dear parents, congratulations. Today, your children are fully nourished with you at the foot of the altar for the first time. Today, your family is united in Jesus, the only one who feeds us fully. When you had your children baptized, you were reminded that you are their first teachers, first educators in faith. They learned their faith from you before anybody else, as you taught them to make the sign of the cross and to say their prayers. During these early years, you have helped them so much to know about God. For many years to come, what you say and do will influence their faith and their friendship with Jesus and Mary. Dear parents, your children are watching your marriage. They are watching how you treat each other. No matter what the teacher, who is excellent, whatever the parish does, unless your children sense your faith, they will not absorb faith. The faith you hand on will be their strength through life. You hand on faith, and you have no choice about that. The choice you have is to hand on the faith badly or well. Your family needs faith in God. Your family needs faith in Mary, in the church, in the sacraments. Teachers and priests cannot plant faith in the hearts of your children if you do not. This morning, our Mother, the Holy Church, holds you in its hearts and says to you, dear parents, dear families, I love you. Today, the essential fight of the Church is around the family and the protection of human life. The family is indeed the cradle of love and of Christian faith. Your family has a supernatural destiny. It's a school of Christian life. It reflects the love of Christ. It's made for prayer, and it's a foretaste of the family in heaven. You, dear parents, are the craftsmen of the human and Christian future. While society so often tells you, enrich yourself, it's better to prefer simplicity. While the world suggests doing things the easy way, it's better to prefer true and everlasting joy based on God. In the Gospel today, we are all reminded that we are not alone. The Holy Ghost molds all of us from within his gifts and fruits so that we might be courageous witnesses. It's not an easy time to be a Catholic today. It's not easy, dear parents, but Jesus never promised it would be. He promised, however, that he would be with us until the end of time, and that he would send the Holy Ghost to transform us, not only with words, but by incorporating us into the world. And that's what makes this time a great time to be Catholic. A great time to give witness to the fact that Jesus is worth living for and dying for, even if we should have to suffer for it. This is one of those times. It's a great time to be a Christian. Despite the challenges, the Holy Ghost is so much stronger. And what a beautiful consolation to see these 19 children of St. Patrick's receiving communion for the first time. The Holy Ghost wants to transform you and me to be up for that challenge. Dear parents, dear friends, look at the clarity of the souls of these children. You see them receiving communion for the first time. After today, you will care for them with love at every Mass, so that every communion can be as beautiful as today. After Mass, dear parents, when you leave the church, you will celebrate this day in your family. Do not forget that your child today has become a little living tabernacle. And you, dear friends, dear first communicants, Jesus wants to come into your heart because he knows you are ready. He knows you are ready because he knows that you love you. You love him and he loves you. Always remember that Jesus loves you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.